More than 4,400 new trees have been planted in Springfield in the last 2 years in an effort to restore, largely for later generations, the shade trees that lined streets and filled public parks prior to the June 1st, 2011 tornado.
And it's really making a visual impact. As you drive around anywhere, you'll say, wow, the trees are back.
David Bloniars is chairman of ReGreen Springfield, a nonprofit group that was formed about 2 years ago to lead the effort to plant new trees in the tornado-ravaged neighborhoods. Bloniars is also a researcher with the U.S. Forest Service. He's directing a 5-year study that began last summer to measure the impact of the urban reforestation effort.
We're really excited about this. One of the neat things is we won't see much change in the first 2 years, but we expect between year 3 and 5 to see a significant change in the temperatures. We did an initial study that showed us temperatures in the tornado zone at midday were 3 degrees Fahrenheit higher than the adjacent neighborhoods that weren't destroyed.
ReGreen Springfield has received about $1.2 million for tree planting. $400,000 came from Massachusetts state grants, with the rest donated by corporations and individuals. TD Bank donated $20,000 and supplied 80 volunteers on Wednesday to plant 60 new trees in Riverfront Park, which was ground zero for the tornado in Springfield.
There's still a long way to go as far as the reforestation goes, but here is a good start in Riverfront Park.
Jana Seiler, who works for TD Bank and lives in West Springfield, said she drives by Riverfront Park every morning and is looking forward to seeing the new trees blossom in the spring.
And when the sun is coming up over here, you can't see a more beautiful place. So I think the trees and the flowers are really going to make this area stand out.
Mark Sylvia, commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Energy Resources, praised the tree planting effort in Springfield for its impact on climate change.
And as we continue to look at how we need to meet our greenhouse gas emission reduction targets and continue to focus on efficiency, trees are another one of those tools that actually is in our clean energy and climate plan. And so this is a good model that other cities and towns can learn from and start to implement in their own communities.
Springfield lost an estimated 10,000 trees as a result of the tornado. City forester Ed Casey said there are large swaths of public and private land that remain devoid of trees.
What we're doing now is going through any of those neighborhoods that were affected in the tornado zone and analyzing where we are in need of trees, and we're moving forward from this. We're still going to try and accommodate anybody that requests a tree to be planted in front of their house, but we are looking into areas that are kind of devoid of trees and targeting them for more tree planting.
About 1,400 trees have been planted on private property by the ReGreen Springfield Initiative. The cost of planting a new 2 to 2.5 inch diameter tree is about $400. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.